Now, of course, that's just mentioning the Chesapeake Bay area, but the Nanticokes is a name that really represents a combination of Chesapeake Bay tribes that you find appearing in the later 18th century annals out here on the Ohio front, you know, the Ohio, I'm saying it, the Ohio River front. Another area, of course, was New England, and I'm sure you've gone, you had some mention in your background probably of King Philip's War, the big war that really annihilated the Pequots, and wars against Mohicans, and all the other tribes that were called the Downriver tribes that lived along the lower Hudson River. These are also Algonquian-speaking people, and remnants of these moved out and were in Ohio well before the time of the Greenville Treaty, but they had been pushed gradually west. And if we look at a sort of notch-by-notch history of this area, you'll find, you know, for a while they gathered in multi-tribal towns in Pennsylvania, and then pretty soon, along with the people displaced from the Jersey coast, they reorganized and moved out into the Ohio country. But once they were west of the Appalachian Mountains, they sort of caught their breath and regained some strength, and it's out in, just by way of a footnote, and it's out in the Ohio country that actually the Delaware as a tribe was organized. This is fragments of people who called themselves Lenni Lenape when they were in the Jersey coast, and there were some Munsees out there too, allied people. But this this variety of people from along the Atlantic coastal waters and rivers moved over into Ohio, and they gradually got even more backing from tribes who were in Michigan and in Indiana and even west of Lake Michigan, because by that time these tribes who were remote from the actual scene of frontier warfare had a good grip on what the future was going to be if these white people kept on moving in.